They had seen him captured and condemned by the authorities of the Jewish religion. They had seen him beaten and judged by the power of Rome. They had seen him hang helpless on a cross. They had seen him carried lifeless to a tomb. And now, there he stood, victor over death, back from the grave. His words carried an authority and strength that set them on the course that they would follow for the rest of their lives. These words are recorded 5 times in the New Testament. Let's look at them. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and disciple all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Here he told them to make disciples of all nations. You'll notice in verse 16 that the charge is given to the 11 disciples. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. The reason the command to make disciples was given to men who were disciples was this. To make disciples, you must be a disciple. It takes one to make one. This is Leroy Iam speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the Great Commission. In Mark's account, we learn something more of the scope of the enterprise. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The message of the gospel was to be taken to every person. They were to preach repentance and the remission of sins through Jesus Christ. They were to begin at Jerusalem. The target, all nations. He taught them 2 things that would clarify and deepen their understanding of the Scriptures. The gospel, which is the suffering, death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, and the world mission. John tells us something of the cost involved. As he showed them his hands and his side, he said, As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. It was not going to be an easy task. They could expect persecution, opposition, and trials. After Jesus had given the commission for the final time, he returned to heaven. 2 things are important to note at this point. 1, they were his final words. The last words of a commander supersede all other commands. They are the instructions we follow. 2, he was taken up while they beheld. He did it in full view. They watched him. Later, when denial was demanded, they had the bedrock assurance that he was alive forevermore. They had seen him taken up. John tells us, In him was life, and the life was the light of men. 2 things were embodied in Jesus, life and light. He said, The thief cometh not but to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and might have it more abundantly. He also said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. What a message for a world languishing in death and darkness. As disciples of Jesus, the Great Commission is our commission. The same conditions prevail and the same urgency is there. Millions are lost in the dark and dying without Christ. We have a message of light and life. Jesus has promised to be with us as we go. All the power and authority of heaven and earth is ours through Christ. The message is clear. The mandate is clear. We are called upon to give our lives and govern our affairs in the light of the Great Commission. May God bless you as you help fulfill the Great Commission of Christ.